I went to church with her and her husband that night. We walked in this church, and it was a small church, but it looked big to me. They had chairs down the aisles and chairs on the sides. And I looked up, and my brother-in-law went all the way up to the front, sat down the second pew from the front. I thought, what in the world is wrong with that man? All these seats, and he goes up front. So I look around, and I didn't know nobody, so I went up and sat down behind him. I popped him in the back of the head and said, what are you doing up here? He said, always sit up here. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know people sat certain places. So I sat there behind him, and the place packed out. I'm telling you, they were shoulder to shoulder, and I couldn't move. I was afraid to look at anybody. Every time I raised my head, it looked like they were staring at me. I thought, my sisters told everybody in here about me. And I said that. I was so ashamed, so embarrassed. I wanted to get up and run out, but there wasn't nowhere to run. I mean, it was packed. So I sat there. I don't know. Brother Aaron Brock was preaching. I don't know what he preached. I don't know what they sang. I was afraid to look up. I sat there with my head down, and I just wanted to cry, but I wasn't about to cry because you don't cry when you're a man. You know, that's a sign of weakness. So, and I never was used to crying. I was used to just fighting for everything I had to do in life. But I'm telling you, all of a sudden, they all started standing, and I asked my sister, I said, what's going on? She said, we stand. She said, they're having an altar call. We stood up. They started singing. And I remember, I thought, man, I got to get out of here. My heart was pounding. I was scared, and I kept looking out of the corner of my eyes, and I seen people with their head bowed, but they were looking my way. I could see them looking my way, and I thought, these people know all about me. I got to get out of here. I stepped out of that aisle with my head down. And Brother Henson, I thought I was heading to the back door. I looked up, and I was heading toward the altar. I couldn't believe it. I said, I got so mad, I started crying. I started bawling. Then I got mad because I was crying, and I went to turn around, and my legs gave out on me. I'm telling you the truth. My legs buckled, and people said, I don't believe it. You don't have to believe anything. It didn't happen to you. It happened to me. I'm telling you, my legs buckled, and I found myself crawling to that altar. You know what? All them people, nobody touched me. I still don't know how they didn't touch me. Nobody laid a hand on me. Nobody didn't touch me. I crawled to that altar. I was blowing snot. I was crying. I was mad because I was crying. I was hurt. My heart was pounding, and I thought, I'm going to die right here on this floor, sure as the world. And I didn't know how to pray. I did not know how to pray. I had never prayed. I didn't know what to say, but my sister told me, she said, you didn't pray, you hollered. She said, you screamed. I remember I laid on that altar with my knees and my elbows, and I said, God, if you're real, if you're really real, and you could save my soul and forgive me my sins, then you save me, and you have mercy on me. And you give me something my mom didn't have and my dad didn't have and all these people I've seen through the years didn't have. I said, if you're really real and you can do that, Lord, would you help me? And if you can't do it, then leave me alone so I can go on, because I don't want to be up and down, in and out. If this is real, I want the real thing. I looked up and I saw an arm reach down, and it went right inside of my mouth. And when he come pulling out, I come raising up off that altar. I'm telling you, when that arm come completely out of me, I come out of there and I was shouting all over the place. If you was right beside me, I was a hugging people. I didn't care if they's male, female, little, big, old. I didn't care who they. I never felt nothing in my life like that. I felt love for the first time. And almost 30 years, I felt love in my soul. How did that happen? How in the world? I said, where did he come from? How did he know I was there? Why would he help me when nobody wanted me, when nobody cared, and they thought I would have said I would be nothing? He came right in there, took my soul, washed it in his blood, cleansed it up, and baptized me in the Spirit of God, and made me a new person all in one night. How does that happen? How in the world does that happen? I bawled and I cried. I said, I can't believe this. I feel so young. I feel so happy. I didn't have a dime in my pocket, but I was rich in my soul. I didn't want to go to bed. They had to carry me out of the church, put me in the car. I'm telling you, I got home. I kept everybody up. They called my family and said, Phil got saved. They said, no way. Ain't no way. Phil got saved, telling you, no way. They all piled in the back of that church the next night, Sunday night. They had to come see. Are you kidding me? He got saved? Is this real? They had to come and see. I'm telling you, they got to singing them sweet songs of Zion. I come up out of that pew, a shouting, running around that church. I didn't care. That was the only bad thing, Brother Henson. It took the Lord a long time to get that out of me. I didn't care about people and what they thought, man. They didn't care about me for years. I didn't care about them. They tell me, sit down. I just smile at them, said, I've started sitting. I've said all my life, this is real. I'm telling you, I had something for the first time in my life that took a hold of my soul and turned my life around. I'm telling you, I went to bed singing. Do you ever go to bed singing? I used to go to bed cursing. I went to bed singing. I didn't have to worry about what I'd done last night. I didn't have to worry about him coming to get me the next day. I'm telling you, God saved my soul. I went back to Fort Campbell on Monday. I was late getting back. I didn't care. Walked into the oldie room, and they were screaming and hollering, cussing me out for being late. And me and the first sergeant never did get along anyway. And he said, what in the world's wrong with you, Morse? And I started bawling. I couldn't quit crying. I was a heaving. You thought, and everybody in the old room just got quiet. And everybody's standing there staring at me because they never seen me like that before. They always saw me ready to fight and ready to scream, ready to holler. Right? They never seen me like that. But all I could do was cry. They said, what happened to you? I said, I got saved. They said, what's that? I said, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I know I got it. Woo! How do you know? How do you know? I said, there's something inside of me. I said, I'm telling you, it changed my life. I don't cuss no more. I said, I ain't even said a cuss word in 5 days. I mean, how do you do that? I said, I ain't took a drink. I ain't smoked a cigarette. I said, I'm saved. And they just stood there and stared at me. And the first time I said, there's something wrong with you. I said, there is. There is. There's something wrong with me. Don't change it. I like the way I am for the first time in my life. He sent me to the chaplain, and the chaplain was a psychiatrist, and I didn't know that at the time. And he asked me what was wrong with me. He said, what's wrong with you, Sergeant? Well, I went through the whole thing, told him what happened, and he just sat there and stared at me. He said, get out of here. So I went out of there. I got out, went back to the room, and the first sergeant said, what'd he say? I said, he said, get out of there. He started screaming, hollering, cussing. I started crying again. I just couldn't quit crying. Man, I felt that joy in my soul. I didn't care what they thought. I didn't care what they said. I thought, man, I have got something I've never had. Taste of me and see that I am good. I didn't know that was in the Bible, but that's in the Bible. I got one taste of him, and it changed my whole life. Can you believe that? They said, you'll never make it. I came home on leave, came back up to Cincinnati. My dad, he called me and he said, listen to me, son. He said, you need to go eat with me. He said, I got to talk to you. And I saw, we went out to eat, and I was smiling and I was happy. Nobody ever seen me like that. Nobody had ever seen me happy in my family, I'm telling you. But I had a new personality. I had a new heart, a new mind. It didn't matter what they said or what they did. I'm telling you, the second night after I got saved, on a Sunday night, I felt so much joy in my soul, I jumped up and grabbed a microphone and tried to sing to the Lord. And a brother met me in the back of the church, and he said, I enjoyed that screaming. I said, I want to tell you something, brother. I wasn't screaming for you. I was screaming for him. I said, he saved my soul. It didn't matter to me if you liked it or don't like it. I'm going to sing no matter what anybody says. I had never sung, and now I got a new song, and I'm going to sing it. Glory to God. But my dad, he wanted to meet me, so he met me out there, and we went to dinner, and he was mad. I could tell the way he was acting. He was mad, and I felt sorry for him. You know, God took all that bitterness out of my heart for my mom and dad, and I had a love for them. I hated them with a passion, and as much as I hate them, I turned around and loved them. I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works, but I loved them, and when I seen him, I cried, and I put my arm around him. And he shoved me off and said, sit down. I sat down. And we ate out to Colonial Cottage. He met me out there. And he was hitting his cup. When he slammed his cup of coffee down, he'd do it hard, his forks. And I just sat there and smiling. I mean, I was at peace. Man, for the first time in my life, I had peace. Folks, if you've never had peace, you can have peace. I'm telling you, you can have somebody that loves you. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be all by yourself. Nobody told me that. Nobody ever told me that Jesus loved me. Can you believe that? People go to church day and night.